If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration. It is April the 17th, 2024, and today the topic is a suitable helper. Yes, happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I hope you guys had a wonderful Tuesday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. I told y'all yesterday that yesterday for me was like a Saturday. So I just pretty much chilled overall. I didn't necessarily have anything in particular to do. I thought I was going to do therapy yesterday, but I guess not. I mean, so I guess we must be doing bi-weekly instead of weekly. And that's okay. I mean, you know, it is what it is, as they say. But I did take a little time to do some breath work and things of that nature. And, you know, I wanted to tell y'all, like, when I woke up this morning, I felt like I should tell you guys that I do feel better. Like they said, oh, so better since I laid my burdens down. You know, I got to give a shout out to my mom, you know, for praying for me last Thursday and whatnot when I was on my way to work with the flat tire and things of that nature. You know, I called her when I was on my way. I was like, Ma, that, you know, with everything that's been going on, this back to back to back, attack, attack, attack. So I guess I need to go ahead and solicit one of your good old prayers and whatnot. And she got on it. And I mean, I believe it had something to do with, you know, the transition that alongside of the conversations I had and whatnot, motivating and encouraged me to, you know, do some things different, which is my theme of the year, right? Do something different, right? And so, yeah, man, you know, with that on my heart and mind, also seeking the Lord about, like, you know, what it is that I can do for me, right? Whether that's bringing back working out or, you know, again, maybe incorporating breath work or I know even early this morning, I was, or maybe it was last night, but anyway, at some point I was kind of doing some, you know, some of those like evaluation quizzes and whatnot. And, you know, I guess learning more about myself and how I, you know, manage life and things of that nature. And so, you know, all of that is quite interesting to get feedback on and to, you know, reflect on and things like that. Ultimately, I'm going to listen to the Lord and things like that and read my Bible and stuff like that, too. But, you know, it's nice to have other resources to just kind of, you know, just get your mind flowing and thinking and whatnot. So, I mean, I do feel like I'm in a better place overall than I've been, you know, when it was all the stuff going on. But, yeah, so that's one thing of significance I would share about yesterday. Outside of that, like I said, I was just pretty much chilling. Yeah, just chilling overall. I mean, still brainstorming and thinking about different ideas and things. But yeah, I guess your girl always gonna do that, right? Always gonna do that. Well, y'all know that my book is out, right? And so, excuse me, hopefully the first of many fairy books, okay? And I actually want to try to celebrate this book if I can. So I've been talking to my friends over there at Radical Readers and whatnot, and we're looking forward to getting something together soon. I guess I'll share more information about that once things get solidified, but, you know, maybe there might be a nice little shindig y'all can come attend, you know, book signing slash, you know, situation. I'm already thinking about the next books and whatnot as well. So we're going to see what the Lord do, but, Yeah, that's my main highlights, man. I guess I'll get into this conversation about a suitable helper now, okay? So, a suitable helper. Well, I would say that I was more so inspired by the time that I woke up this morning, which was around 2 18. Yes, 2:18. And I know it's after 9:30. Y'all probably like, well, Miracle, you could have had early juice. Yeah, I probably could have had early juice. But, you know, again, my mind was kind of all over the place. I listened to the prayer meditation. I was looking up a lot of stuff centered around a suitable helper, several definitions, read and listened to several articles, even went back to Genesis and was listening to that and whatnot. And yeah, so that's pretty much what my morning looked like. But by the time I woke up this last time, I felt led to go ahead and go forward with this concept of a suitable helper. And yeah, let me go ahead and get into it, okay? So, I mean, anybody that, you know, is familiar with this phrase, a suitable helper, you're probably automatically thinking, oh, here go another message for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Because the ladies, or a woman, right, was created as a suitable helper for the man. And I mean, if you don't know that already, then start at the beginning in Genesis, y'all, and read all about it, you know? But let me read you guys this verse that led to this conversation today. It's Genesis 2:18. It says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." You know, there's a lot to be said there, because as I was going deeper about this, you know, I was reading several articles that are featured at GodQuestions.org. And the first one that I really tapped into was just really diving into this verse. And it's called, "How Was the Woman a Helper Suitable for the Man?" That article, I would say, it broke things down in such a beautiful way. I know you guys probably like, oh, you always said it. But hey, you go check it out for yourself. And I mean, maybe it might not be beautiful to you, but to me, it was beautiful. And it was a nice little reminder, because again, what you hear about the Bible, right? You hear that it's all about the man and it's a patriarchal thing. You might not even like this verse that's talking about, oh, we talking about he's gonna make somebody for the man and blah, 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 blah. And for whatever reason, the narrative is that women are less than for some reason, which, I mean, I don't see that in the Bible. You know, I don't see it that way, the things that are in the Bible. I get how people can, you know, see it that way. And especially if people, not just misinterpret, but if they actually, you know, handle their wives or women as less than, then I can understand how, again, it can be misused, the things that are being said in the Bible. But I don't think the Bible itself is holding women back or down. Matter of fact, they say that the Bible was one of the, especially in these days and times, when it was all, you know, being written and things of that nature, it was, I guess, forward thinking in that way to show how important women are. And so that's what that article was doing. It just reminded me this morning that, wow, first of all, it said that the phrase, "it is not good," the first time that it was used was to point out that, hey, no, this isn't good for this man to be alone. Therefore, I need to make him a helpmeet suitable for him, which was the woman. So the first time something wasn't good was the fact that the woman wasn't around. Like, I mean, we probably don't think about it that way, but I mean, that, for me to think about it that way this morning was, I guess, eye-opening in some ways. Because I was like, wow, Lord, okay. So you was like, you know, in order for his plan to be set in motion, he needed the woman to be there. And that's a powerful position, right? That, I mean, that shows just how important the women and woman or woman or a woman is, right? And I know a lot of people, again, we hold mothers and women in high regard, well, majority of us. You know, we have some people that don't. But for the most part, I mean, you know, we like to lift women up and hold them in high regard. And I mean, I guess in this aspect, to me, I'm seeing that, you know, not only did God show how important the woman was, but also, he not only showed how important a woman was to his plan, but he also You know what? I ain't gonna put nothing in God's mouth. I'm just gonna go ahead and read some more verses. So, or tell y'all what happened. So basically, I was going deeper, right, about all of these things. And so I ended up looking into this phrase, help meet, because again, we are familiar with that being when referencing the wife or the woman. And then there's a couple other definitions I felt led to look into as well. So when I looked up help meet, it says a help that is meet or proper for, I believe it's a man, but or for Adam in particular. So a help that is meet or proper for Adam. He was help bring, making a help that was proper for Adam. I found that to be interesting too, that, you know, again, this particular woman was created for this particular man. You know, because again, a lot of people go through the whole thing. It was like, oh, you know, did I marry the right person? Or, you know, all different things that we can be, or trouble or issues that we can be faced with, especially as couples and whatnot. And I don't know, I guess I'm just reminded of like something Pastor Mo said, but he was talking about parenting, but I feel like it might be the same, especially when it comes to people that God has put together, kingdom marriages, kingdom relationships and things of that nature. You're going to go through tests and trials, and you might start to wonder, like, did I do the right thing by marrying you? Or whatever the case may be, right? But I believe that just like Pastor Mo was saying about being a parent, like, God, if God put the relationship together, then he knew that, you know, the flaws of each person. He knew, you know, whatever you have is what that other person needs and vice versa, and things like that. Just like he put a particular child with particular people. So I don't know, we got to go deeper about all that. I mean, you guys can confirm whether you guys believe that or not, but that's just what's crossing my mind this morning about, again, kingdom relationships and couples that God put together. So even though she fell short, right, and even though she did the wrong thing, Eve, and everything like that, obviously she was the suitable helper for Adam. Speaking of suitable, let's look at that word. It says right or appropriate for a particular person, purpose, or situation. So that's what suitable means, right or appropriate for a particular person, purpose, or situation. I mean, we can go deeper about this. There's so much to say. I know that, again, unfortunately, my mind went here, but you know, you guys know it was just Adam and then a whole bunch of animals at some point before, you know, God decided to create Eve. And, you know, so who knows where this could have went, you know what I'm saying? Because we see, you know, what happens, you know, with people in their free will. I mean, you know, especially when it comes to this sex thing and all of that type of stuff. I mean, Adam could have just been out here doing animals, because that's what apparently some people do, and whatnot, you know. So thank God that the Lord had foresight, right, to create a woman, and everything like that. And I believe that, again, the purpose and the, like, let's talk about that definition. The situation and the purpose and all of that is more than just the procreation aspect. But I mean, I guess we all have to go deeper and seek the Lord about like what that means for you in your life. I know I got to do it about me and mine, because again, I've seen a lot of ways that my husband has helped me, and I struggle sometimes to see the way that I help him, in which he probably don't see it that way, because in his mind, I guess I help him in a variety of ways, but I feel like I could probably be doing way more or whatever. But regardless, right, if I'm helping him in whatever way he needs to be helped, then I'm doing my part, right? I'm doing my quote unquote job as his helpmeet, and things of that nature. And so, yeah, that's just something to think about, y'all. Let me give you guys another definition. It's the definition of helper, okay? And it says a person who helps someone else. That's it, a person who helps someone else. You know, again, I find it very interesting, making observations about people that truly, you know, seem like they really desire marriage and things of that nature, but they don't have any desire to help somebody. I guess they want to be helped, right? But they don't want to be a helper. I mean, are you truly ready for marriage? I feel like I didn't have this conversation before. But anybody that desires marriage, you need to be ready and willing to help that person in whatever way that they need help. Again, like I've seen several ways that my husband has helped me. You know, I feel like he's encouraged me. He's supported me. He's, you know, been my muse. You know, I say all these different things all the time. I mean, I guess the best thing I do for my husband that I've at least can recognize is that, you know, I guess I'm a good listener to him. I try to encourage and inspire and things of that nature. But you know, I could probably, you know, figure out more ways to help him in particular, the way that he needs, and things like that. And so, you know, as I seek the Lord about more ways, and you know, probably even ask him and stuff like that too. Let's keep going with these verses, okay? So I'm just gonna share with you guys the verses that were standing out to me this morning. You know, I could have went deeper about marriage and men and women and all that stuff in particular, but I feel like, well, one, I done did that in the past. Two, I didn't necessarily feel led to go that particular way. I just kind of wanted to focus on just the suitable helper part of the conversation. And then, you know, if you feel led to go deeper about any of that and, you know, figure out where you stand on it, whether you're a man or a woman, and whether you're a husband or wife or whatever the case may be, whether you're in it or whether you want to be, you know, you can go deeper about like what that means and what that looks like in particular. But yeah, here are the verses that were standing out to me. So Galatians 6:2, it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Y'all know we talked about this verse. I want to say maybe it was sometime last week. You know, again, I was telling you guys about an article I came across at gotquestions.org that pretty much reminded me of how to bear other people's burdens, not to take on the burden or nothing like that, or to bear it fully, but to come alongside and to assist. And so, again, that's what marriage should look like, and everything like that. You know, two people coming together. Well, they coming together and becoming one, but then also again coming alongside each other. And I know that it talks about the word, talks a lot about, you know, again, how can two come together unless they agree? You know, you can't be pulling two different ways. You know, either one has to submit to one's way, or you're gonna find yourself, like they say, on different pages, heading in different directions, things of that nature. And that's where divorce and all this stuff comes in. I found that to be interesting as well. Well, as I was reflecting on all of this about, again, being a suitable helper, you know, if y'all don't see the battle going on between the sexes, like they say, like between the men and women, husbands and wives, and all of that type of stuff, the attack on marriage and stuff, then I don't know what y'all are witnessing. Like, I don't know what kind of life that you're seeing, because I'm seeing it everywhere. You know, I'm seeing it in people's conversations. I'm seeing it in the media. I'm seeing it, you know, I just by the grace of God, you know, on social media, it kind of depends on who you're following. So at some point, I stopped like focusing on and following people that are like so negative about marriage and love and being a wife or being a husband and things of that nature. And so I try to tend to look at content that's centered around, you know, happy people or, you know, encouragement in those areas and things like that. But for the most part, I mean, when you just go to a quick scroll on social media, you'll see again the battle of the sexes. You'll see the tension that's between men and women, or the issues that are happening in marriages and things of that nature. And I guess I bring it up to say that we need to be fighting that with everything in us. You know, it tells us clearly that first verse I shared says it's not good for man to be alone. But at the end of the day, it seems like there's this constant battle for us to isolate ourselves and to be alone, thinking that, oh, you know, either you're not worthy of, you know, having the love or help me or whatever the case may be, or sometimes people think they are too much, like, oh no, nobody can handle me. Like, I don't know which way that, but it's like all kinds of ways that this thing is attacking us as humans. And you know, I just really would hope that people would see that and say, you know what, I'm not going to let the devil win. No, not me and my marriage. You know, you know, I hope people get a little bit more bold in this to say, you know, I can have love. I can, you know, be a good husband, be a good wife, you know, marry the right person, all of that type of stuff. Like, because there's a real strong attack. And then the attack on, again, marriage is an attack on family. And it just goes beyond, it just trickles into the community and everything else. So, yeah, we need more kingdom marriages, right? We need more godly, righteous couples. Like they say, righteous men and what's it called? I saw something recently talking about, well, I was about to say phenomenal women, but that's another word, but it's gone from my mind right now, y'all. But it was talking about righteous men and not worthy women. Let's just say phenomenal women for the woman, okay? Righteous men and phenomenal women. That's not right, but whatever the godly version of phenomenal, like the Proverbs 31 woman, her. But that word is away from my mind. But anyway, more verses. So let's see. Genesis 2 and 24, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. You know, like, again, you know, that becoming one thing, man. Again, you're still two people, but you're becoming one. And who knows, man, maybe I'm struggling with this. I know there's a few things that was crossing my heart and mind this morning as I was studying this. I'm like, Lord, am I being, you know, disobedient? You know what I'm saying? Am I being this or that, you know? Am I falling short in this area, things of that nature? But yeah, we come in more flesh, one flesh. I think maybe perhaps I need to learn more about that, but I definitely understand the first part, which is talking about leaving our father and mother and holding fast to your wife or your spouse, if you're a wife, or your husband, if you're a wife, and things of that nature. I mean, you know, this can hold a lot of different weight in a lot of different ways, you know. Again, if you don't do this, then, I mean, it can be just another thing that's attacking you and your marriage, you know. So pray about it, you know, pray about, you know, how to do this in a respectful way, as well as getting it a better understanding. I know even for myself about becoming one, because like I said, there's certain things like my husband's kind of going through right now. And I'm like, Lord, I can't take it on now. I can't be right there with him taking it on as if it's me. Even though I would love to assist, you know, and things of that nature, but then there's sometimes things that people got to learn and go through on their own. So I'm trying to balance what this looks like as a wife, to be honest, but, you know, that's what the words say. So let's keep going deeper about that. Then we got Proverbs 18 and 22. It says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. You know, there's a lot to be said to husbands. I know that there's a lot said to wives as well in the Bible. But again, we make light of the things that are being said to husbands for some reason. Even though kind of what the things that's been said to the men in the situation are a little bit more heavy than what the women have to do. Because again, it's saying things like lay down your life for her, love her the way Christ loved the church, which we knew that he died for, you know, us. And so, you know, that's what the man is supposed to be doing, as well as loving his wife and all these different things. And so, you know, what does it ask the women to do is they respect and submit, which again we take issue with. But then when you think about it, in order to submit, that mean it doesn't mean that you're lower than per se. It more so means that you might be equal to, but you submit, right, to that person. You know, your will, your way, and things of that nature. Now, we do that with Christ, and then women, we need to do that with our husbands. Not every man and nothing like that, okay? but, you know, wives with husbands and things of that nature. Y'all can go deeper about that. Let me go ahead and give y'all another verse, okay? So, let's see. 1 Corinthians 11, 8 through 9. I know that, look, that 1 Corinthians 11 get real sticky, right? We like, Lord, what are you saying? What does this mean for us today? But these are the verses that stood out to me to share. It says, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman of is the glory of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. You know, it breaks everything down and talks about, again, how the man is the image of God, but the woman came from, it's the glory of the man, things of that nature. It has a whole lot of other things to say about women and men and wives and husbands and things of that nature. Again, things that I still don't fully completely understand, and I'll probably still go deeper about it and seek the Lord about, you know, like I can read the words and I know what the words are saying, but I don't know the context necessarily. And I don't know, like, again, what does that mean for me to date? Because again, you know, I know there's this whole battle and back and forth about head coverings and all type of things. And so, I mean, you know, there's a lot to be said. But yeah, man, that's ultimately what I felt led to write down this morning. I didn't necessarily feel led to write down anything else. You guys can go to the Go Deeper section and check out those articles at GodQuestions.org, the one I told you all about earlier. And then there's another one that's called What Does It Mean That a Wife Should Be or Supposed to Be a Helpmeet? Check out those articles, see what the Lord wants to share with you about that. You know, if you are a husband, again, if you're a man and you found a wife and things like that, congratulations. Again, that says that's a great, good thing that you have found. Treat it as such, right? Treat your wife as such. And wives, I mean, we might not like what it's talking about submitting to our husbands and all the things. And hey, you know, but even talking about doing that with unbelieving spouses as well. Because your obedience and submission and things like that will have an impact on your spouse and family. So these are all things to think about. I mean, you know, ultimately, I believe the juice this morning is there's something to being a suitable helper. Women, you know, again, God said this thing was not ready or complete without you or without us, because I'm a woman as well. And so there's some power in that. You know what I'm saying? We do have some type of, how can I say, for something that keeps being rumored to be this thing that doesn't empower women. As you read the Bible and you study it for yourself, you'll start to see that, you know, where the women does have influence. Again, there's all these biblical accounts of, you know, different women that were in position. Now, some had the Jezebel spirit and they was doing that. But others, you know, were righteous women and things of that nature, and they did it in a, I guess, beautiful way and whatnot. And so study to show yourselves approved, man. Y'all might think all of this is just pulp this morning. Y'all might not even know what I'm talking about at all. So go read these things for yourself and I guess figure out how to be a suitable helper. All right. That's the juice this morning. Now the Bible verse of today is Luke 6:36. It says, be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
This episode was brought to you in part by Ava Justin, the host of the Ava Talk, where entrepreneurship, entertainment, and empowerment collide. Join her journey of faith, wisdom, and inspiration at theavatalk.com.